seem fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Dive Store Halo, the beautiful music of Julie Newmark bringing us in. That's julienewmarkmusic.com. Julie, thank you so much for letting us use your music. And we are talking vitamin D 101. Vitamin D 101, because we hear so much about it on a daily basis. We thought we'd give you what you really need to know.
Great. Yeah. Decker, vitamin D is a hot, hot topic in a lot of different ways. First of all, it is the number one vitamin deficiency in the United States right now. What the heck is going on there? And I also think that people get confused with the RDA, or recommended daily allowance, and then also all of the different dosages and dosage recommended things that are out there. And one more thing, and I want to get right to you because I think that this kind of is your expertise. They, I think, are confused about the range when you take a blood test, when you measure a vitamin D level. Hey, where should it be? What's within normal limits versus optimal? So all of that. Can you start us out, though, with telling the listeners out there, what is vitamin D?
Vitamin D is, we use the term vitamin sort of loosely. Vitamin meaning something necessary for life. We have to get it from the outside world. In this case, our body has to get it by converting substances on our skin from the sun. We're actually sun creatures. We need that sun in order to get it. Vitamin D has, it's kind of got several split personalities. That doesn't work, does it? As a tri-personality, it acts, a cardiologist, I always think of it in the antioxidant sense, where vitamin D is one of the premier fat-soluble antioxidants, and that means it protects the cholesterol from oxidizing, so that's why it's so crucial to me. The folks who are the bone people know that vitamin D is necessary to build bone, and we were talking earlier, Holly, that it has a hormone-like effect when it does that. But then again, vitamin D has this other personality where it's just necessary for other chemical reactions to occur, sort of like how B vitamins are. So when you have something that has that broad spectrum activity, you also get a lot of opinions about it.
That's right. Well, you are definitely there. So you're saying that, first of all, it's an antioxidant. So when you say protects, you know, the way that I like to think about this and show my patients visually what the heck is an antioxidant and why does it, why is it so powerful? Let's say you have a nice green bowl of guacamole and you sit it outside, right, to the oxygen, exposed to air. What happens? Turns all brown, right? So what happens when you take an antioxidant, ascorbic acid, that's vitamin C, out of a lemon or a lime, drip it all over the nice green guacamole, and guess what? It stays protected. And that is how powerful antioxidants are. So cholesterol isn't bad, certainly, but if it's oxidized, it blows up and it causes some nicks, and then you've got platelets there and you've got all this plaque, and you know more about that. So that's one. Bone formation, a lot of people think about magnesium, calcium, estrogen, but bone, living tissue, and yes, certainly made of vitamin D. And then you also say that it's a synergistic component of our rest of our biochemistry. So are people getting too much? I know it's a big thing out here right now. I shouldn't say thing. That's very nondescriptive. Well, it's a big hot topic.
It's a big hot topic, and they're goofing it up, Holly. I'm going on my limb here, okay?
Okay.
And what they're doing, you need to stop. To all the PhDs and the medical doctors, stop making my vitamins drug. But no. And what we did, we made vitamin D into a lemon.
Dr. Weiss, I can't hear you anymore. Okay. All right. So we're going to get Dr. Weiss back. And right now, so vitamin D. I couldn't hear what he was saying, so I certainly don't want to say anything that he didn't say or contradict anything that he did say, because then we would not be doing our job. I think the most important thing, one of the most important things I should say, is RDA. What the heck does that stand for? Well, it's the recommended daily allowance. And so just for an example, in my opinion, let's use vitamin C, okay? I don't know why we're doing a vitamin, I'm so hot on vitamin C during my vitamin D segment here, but so vitamin C, the RDA would be enough vitamin C just to not get sick, okay? So just to not get scurvy, because that would be a deficiency of vitamin C. So very minimal dosage. And we know as naturopathic doctors that that you can use nutrients to actually, in nutritional medicine, okay? You can use them at optimal doses, at higher dosage, so you can get an optimal effect in your body. And I think with vitamin D, that is certainly one thing we need to think about. Now, as far as the ranges are concerned, here's the thing. I get people walking into my practice each and every day, all right? And they come in with their vitamin D level, vitamin D hydroxy 25, it's vitamin D3 we're measuring usually, and let's say the range is 24 to 100, okay? And they come in and it's 26, and their doctor said, well, it's awesome because you're in with, you know, it's fine. You're within normal limits of that reference range. And my what I do is I said, listen, if my son came home with a paper, okay, now the range was 0 to 100, you could get anything on this range, and it, that's the range, okay, and you got, and he got a 24, do you think that that's going to be okay with him and or me? No. We are looking for excellence. We're looking for optimal. And so there certainly definitely has been a couple of different schools of thought out there. A lot of people are pushing higher levels of vitamin D. There's been some research that states that thyroid function, you actually need, hey, I would say about 60, maybe 60 on that little range there. That would be wonderful to ensure proper thyroid function. Dr. Alan Gaby is a doctor that I presented with up in Portland this weekend at the Women's Institute of Integrative Health. He said he likes to see vitamin D levels around 40. Dr. Weiss mentioned that we are sun creatures. You know, you can absorb a little bit of sunlight and then vitamin D through our skin, but guess what? You've got to have an appropriately functioning liver. You've got to have good gut bacteria to convert that into usable form. So, what is the bottom line when it comes to vitamin D? Here's the deal. I think it is important, actually, to get your levels tested just to understand where you're at, all right? And then I think the ideal place is to have optimal levels, not just within normal limits, optimal levels of vitamin D. Dr. Weiss, are you back with us? Okay, I don't have my buddy with me, so I am gonna just keep rolling here with you, and I appreciate your patience and your love in this. I was going to interview Dr. Weiss about his expertise in this lovely vitamin. Once again, let me tell you something else about vitamin D. It is fat soluble, okay? ADENK. Those are our fat soluble vitamins. And whatever dosage you perhaps are on or are encouraged to take, it will be absorbed better if you have if you take it in with a little bit of fat, okay? So there are some nice products out there that actually have a little bit of fat-soluble vitamins in a synergistic kind of combination ingredient with the vitamin D to make sure. I have no problem in my personal practice if somebody is low with their vitamin D levels of repleting that nutrient at fairly high dosages so we can get up there, okay? 5,000 to 10,000 IUs, okay? So that's way above the recommended RDA of about 400 to 800. A day for 2 weeks will drop down, and then do we retest? Well, listen, if you're on vitamin E, do you test? Okay, that's another fat soluble vitamin. If you're on vitamin A, do you test? Vitamin D has a lot of, it's got a lot of attention around it. It's a hot topic. And so as Dr. Weiss said, we're gonna talk about it because there's a lot to talk about. It's got different mechanisms in the body. It's an antioxidant. It is definitely figural in bone formation, in pain, quite honestly, to decrease pain, in prevention of diabetes, cancer protection. It's synergistic with other biochemical elements in our body. And so vitamin D is very important. Watch the bells and whistles around it, all right? And make sure that your levels are not just in with the normal limits. We're talking about always making sure that you are optimal, okay? We're not striving for mediocrity here on It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science. We're gonna go for optimal. So please stay with us. We are coming back.